people all the time ask me, and they say things like, Leah, do you really think our government is that evil? Like, are they really that evil? They're worse. Picture the most diabolical, most evil person you've ever heard about or read about in your entire life, and times it by about 100. If you truly knew the things that they have been doing to us as a populace for centuries, you would lose your... We would have overthrown the government a long time ago. Don't get me started on the Vatican or the royal family. You have no clue. If you don't have a clue, you're not going to believe this anyway. But it's all true. It is all 100% factual. They hunt, kill, sell, rape, torture. For fun. I've seen MS-13 members admit that they smuggle people and they traffic children for United States government officials. Why do you think Epstein's list hasn't been disclosed? She went, Ghislaine, whatever the hell her name is, Jiz, I call her Ghislaine for a reason. Why do you think that her list hasn't been exposed yet? Because they're on it. The FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, all of them are in collusion together. Now imagine the most evil person you've ever heard about, read about, seen in movies. Now imagine that person with zero consequences and an insurmountable amount of money. That's what our government is. I guarantee you it's 100 times worse than you can possibly imagine. I know it is.
I'm gonna lose my job. And if being a nurse means that I have to just sit back and be quiet and watch other babies get jabbed with different substances, and I have to be quiet when I find out that 22 of them died in the month of August at one hospital, and that it's very likely that all of those mothers were vaccinated, because that's been the pattern over the last year and a half. All these babies that are dying, all these babies that have these new health problems that no one's really seen before, all the echoes that are done on these babies because something's up with their heart, breathing issues, NICU, all this stuff. These have all been increased. So, it's not right. So if being a nurse means that I don't get to save my own mother, I don't get to save babies, and I have to sit back and be quiet while people are doing things that are evil, then I don't want to work there. No amount of money can make me inject poisons into a baby. And if as a mother, if you don't get that disgusting feeling when someone tells you, I have to inject this toxic substance into your baby, and you don't shout at the top of your lungs to stop, you really need a wake-up call.
CBDC, or central bank digital currency, also known as Fedcoin. Now, generally speaking, a central bank digital currency is the digital form of a country's fiat currency. A CBDC is issued and regulated by a nation's monetary authority or central bank. It is programmable, so it can be modified to work or not work in certain transactions, and it allows authorities to monitor every single payment made and received, obliterating financial privacy and anonymity.
And we have to make sure that we're ready because there will be another pandemic.
We do need more money. But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
Won't somebody tell me and answer if you can? I want someone to tell me what's the soul of a man.
First Bull. People who bear the mark of the beast and worship its image are afflicted with sores. Second Bull. The sea it's turned into blood, and everything that lives in it dies. Third Bull. Rivers and springs are turned into blood. Fourth Bull. The sun scorches people with fire. They curse God, but refuse to repent. Fifth bowl. The kingdom of the beast is plunged into darkness. People curse God and refuse to repent. Sixth bowl. Euphrates River is dried up to make way for the kings of the east. Seventh bowl. A great earthquake that splits the great city and collapses the cities of the nations. Islands and mountains disappear and huge hailstones rain from the sky.
I have been born and come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
Jesus demands everything. Here's what he said. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Following Jesus is all or nothing. He doesn't want to be a priority. He wants to be the priority. Following Jesus isn't a hobby you attempt, a culture you try, or a belief system you accept as is convenient. No, to follow Jesus is to deny yourself. It is to find yourself in him. Isn't he worthy of all? Leave a like if you agree.
My dreams are coming true. Right before my eyes, my dreams are coming true. More shootings. More killings. People going mad, doing unspeakable things. Another bank folding, another bank going out of business. Two more banks lined up behind this one going out of business. And I saw a video from an insider that says that one of the top six banks in America will close its doors next week. David Wilkerson, he saw the economic collapse coming to America, and he was heartbroken by it. He said, it's coming. But he really thought that it would be coming a lot sooner than this, and I thought that it would be coming sooner than this, but it's here now. It's here now. It's in your face. It's in your face, and it's on the nightly news. Talking about bank closings and economic collapse coming and more people getting laid off. More and more businesses are folding, shutting their doors forever. And some of them are huge corporations, nationwide, international corporations, just closing their doors, going out of business forever. Things are only going to get worse. Things are only going to get worse. You need to prepare. And that preparation starts with Jesus Christ. And him only, can we put our faith and our trust. Nothing else. Nothing made by man. No one else. No politician. No scientist. No magic pill. One day soon, God's going to remove all of the things that pull us away from God. He's gonna remove them from us. And we won't have drugstores. We won't have doctors. We won't have hospitals. Food will start running out. Electricity will be hit and miss, and then eventually it'll go out altogether. And if we're still here, we will be forced, to put our faith in Jesus Christ, in Him and His Word alone. Because there won't be any doctors, there won't be any hospitals, there won't be any pills. So you might as well start getting prepared now. Start putting your faith in Jesus Christ.
This next strange sighting comes out of Ecuador. It's some puzzling CCTV footage that's been shared to TikTok by Fabrizio Mendez 215.0. Take a look. At first, you might think this is nothing more than a security camera glitch. However, the incident becomes more puzzling when a second security camera captures the exact same sighting. Watch. In both pieces of footage captured by separate cameras simultaneously, the man walking along the street seems to vanish into thin air. Naturally, the bizarre capture has spurred a range of spectacular theories. Everything from time traveler to ghost to someone slipping into an alternate dimension has been suggested. Unfortunately, there's very little other information to run with regarding this bizarre sighting. So for now, I'll throw this one out to you, the viewers. What do you think's been captured here? Let your theories rip in the comments down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. David Jason is a famous actor from London. I believe he played a character named Dell, a Dell of a Life, right? Lessons I've Learned by David Jason. One of those lessons must be about having the sign of success on your hand. He's a successful actor, right? So naturally he has the sign of success on his hand. And what else do you think he's learned, these big lessons that he says he's learned? He's doing the Uttarabhodhi Mudra, a gesture of Lucifer, Satan's false enlightenment, right? A lot of people have a hard time believing this, but the world is biblical. Satan is real, and he's the small g, quote-unquote, God of this world. If you read the Bible and you're a Christian, you will know this. It's very clear to see. If you like entertainment, you should look at the spirit behind entertainment. It's not just one or two people. It's how the world works. You don't have to like it or fully understand it right now, but seeking the truth, you'll find Jesus Christ and the biblical world. The Uttarabhodhi Mudra, supposed to represent supreme enlightenment, right? It is not. And it's also the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
So you damaged the muscle in your left, in your leg? Yeah, come. What happened?
I went down on a bike, a motorcycle, and on the left side, I broke a shoulder, a blade.
It's the power of God going down your left side. That's the power of God. Close your eyes, I can't help you. That's the power of God going down your left side. That's the power of God in the muscle, left muscle. Jesus, in the left muscle, in, wow, thank you Jesus. Okay, move the left leg. Okay, walk, Welcome. Someone say praise the Lord. Go on. What'd you say?
I said, look at the scar. It's like, yeah, it's like, I had a lot of problems with it.
Go on, off you go. Go up the stairs. Look at me.
Fader, jag tackar dig för känslan, jag tackar dig och prisar dig. Jag tackar dig för läkedom och kärlek som kommer. I Jesu namn, vänster ben, väx ut nu. Kom nu, vänster ben, bara väx rakt ut. I Jesu mäktiga namn. Kom nu, vänster ben, bara väx rakt ut. I Jesu mäktiga namn. Alla muskler, leder, ligament, senor, nerver, ben ska bara falla på plats. I Jesu namn. Nu. Pröva att ställa dig upp. Jag kan ha det. Så syr vi så här. Sitta. Mina ben är lite långa. Dina ben är lika långa nu. Du ser.
Sätt upp klockan där.
Sätt upp, titta. Både, kan du göra sådana sätterna? Testa att ställa upp nu igen.
Kanske vill säga någonting.
Du
är på gård nu.
Tack Jesus. Det är fantastiskt. Hon kan inte hålla tillbaka tårarna. Vad fantastiskt.
Jag tror att du dog på korset. För våra synders skull. Och att du har köpt oss fri. För evigt liv. Jag vet att jag har syndat, Jesus. Så förlåt mig alla mina synder. Gör så att jag förlåter allt och alla. Så att jag inte hatar någon. Fyll mig med den heliga ande. Gör mig fri. Och kom in i mitt liv. Amen.
Fantastiskt.
Trycker.
Fantastiskt.
Sain nyt puolet korjaa.